Hello and welcome to Eric's Video Game Mixtape, episode 34. My name is Eric and I love video games and video game music. This show is a collection of songs that I think are good examples of what makes video game music so special. Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I've got some good stuff to play for you today. But first, really quick, I like to say at the beginning of every show that video game music is more often than not a labor of love, and you should support the artists who make it. And there's always links in the show notes to where you can buy that music, if at all possible, and I encourage you to go check those out, and look at the artists, and buy their music, and enjoy it, and have a lovely day, but enough of that. Let's get into the tunes. The first track I wanted to play today is from a game called Metroid 2 Return of Samus. This is the one on Game Boy. This was a better game than I think got a lot of credit. I think many people may have written this one off because it was a Game Boy game, but really, man, this was a great game. I played the hell out of this. And it had some good music, too. Some music that fit right in with the first game. And the music was done by... Oh, man, I'm going to screw this name up. I know it. Ryohoji Yoshitomi. I apologize. I'm the worst. I'm going to play a song called Main Caves, and it's from the game Metroid 2 Return of Samus. Good stuff. I enjoy that. I gotta find more Game Boy music, because the more I find of Game Boy music, the more I appreciate how much awesome stuff is in there that I just have never taken the time to look into. For some reason, it's a big blind spot in my video game music library. I'm gonna get more into that. I'm gonna find some good stuff. And when I do, I'll share it with you guys. But anyway, moving right along. The next track comes from a game called Return All Robots. It's a good track. It's lovely. It's a track called Lobby Bossa, and it's by someone named Zircon. And I'm going to play it for you now. So here we go. Lobby Bossa from the game Return All Robots. We'll be right back. right? It's got that little that bossa nova feel to it, which is kind of great. But anyway, moving right along, the next track is from a game called Portal 2. You know it, you love it. And I would like to play a track called Machiavellian Bach, which is Prelude number 2 in C minor, BWV 934 from Johann Sebastian Bach's Six Little Preludes. I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but really, I just Googled it. The music was done by, well, it's Bach, but it's been arranged and changed by Mike Moraski, which is credited on the album as Aperture Science, Psychoacoustics, Laboratories, which I always got a kick out of. And I like this track because it starts off like you would imagine if you're hearing Bach. You know, it's a old harpsichord type thing, but then it slowly, it becomes portally, and oh, it's great. Just, you'll start off thinking, okay, it's this, and then it just slowly lets the portal sound in, and it's great, and I love it. So let's play it for you now. Machiavellian Bach, and it's from the game Portal 2. We'll be right back. that is just too good. I feel all dignified, but I also feel like playing some Portal now. But no time for that. We got more music to get to, and the next track is from a game called Risk of Rain. I played this game on my computer a while back. It's a pretty neat little game, and now I think it just recently came to PlayStation and other consoles, I think, as well. I'm not sure, but it is a good game, and it's got some good music done by Christo... This name is great, and I'll screw it up, but Chris Christodoulou? If you look at it, the way it's spelled, there's just no way to say it without either sounding funny or screwing it up. Which means it's a great name, my favorite kind. But anyway, this track is called Cyclogenesis, and it's a good one, and it's from the game Risk of Rain. Atmospheric, you know, it's got a cool atmospheric feel to it. But anyway, moving right along, the next track is from a game called Red Faction Armageddon. And I like this track because it starts quiet and it starts to slowly build, and it just keeps building and building and building and building. You know, it's what I like to call what happens next music, where it's just going to get you, like, in, you know, full of tension and going, what's going to happen next? That's its intended purpose, I believe, and it does it well. It's done by Brian Reitzel, who did this soundtrack. and this song is called Breathe. So let's have a listen. It is Breathe, and it's from the game Red Faction Armageddon. Thank you. Are you full of tension now? I am. Man, what happens next? As I was saying. Holy cow. That is awesome. Hey, we need to relieve some of that tension. Why don't we do that with this final track of the week? A nice, lovely bit of music from a lovely, wonderful game called Tearaway Unfolded. I had played Tearaway through on my Vita, and I just adored it. And when Tearaway Unfolded came out on PlayStation 4, I had to see that loveliness up on the big screen. And it was just grand. I enjoyed playing it through so much. And thanks in no small part due to its wonderful music, which was done by Brian D'Olivera. Man, if I ever get a name right, I just thank my lucky stars. Brian D'Olivera. God, I'm the worst. Apologies. But anyway, this song is called Between the Pages, and it's fantastic. So let's have a listen. It is the final track of the week, and it's from the game Tearaway Unfolded. Too good. I love the nice little touch of adding the sound of ripping paper in there. Did you catch that? They just kind of put that in there as a little nod to the game, as it's all made out of paper. Jeez, Eric, learn how to talk. I cannot get with it today, apparently, but at least we got through a show. We got the music out, I say we meaning me, and I feel good about that, and it was a good one, and I feel good about this. Hey, if you've got a free moment and you're feeling generous, why not go over to iTunes and give this show a 5-star review? Although, after how much I've screwed up today, I don't know why you would. But hey, it'd be a nice thing to do, and it helps new listeners find this show. And that's about it. That's a show. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you all next week. All right. Bye-bye.